Right. Talking with Chris Raddatz, Executive Director of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. And Chris, 100 years, wow. That's the celebration for Minnesota Farm Bureau this year. And so bring me back to some of the history of Farm Bureau in Minnesota and what 100 means for this organization.
Well, thanks, Megan, and thanks for having me on to talk about that. Yes, this is our 100th year. Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation, the bylaws, original bylaws, were signed on November 8th, 1919. And we had the first annual meeting was held weeks after those bylaws were signed. So actually, last November was our 100th annual meeting, and that was the kickoff of our centennial year celebration. So we've been featuring some history, things that have happened in the past, looking to the future throughout the year. We're having a 100th year picnic here at our office in Eagan. So we've invited members to come in and get a look at our offices, kind of reminisce and hopefully catch up with old friends and celebrate our 100 years.
And Chris, I know that you in particular have been with the organization for 40 plus years, correct me if I'm wrong, but explain a little bit about the transitions Farm Bureau has went through in the history in agriculture. You've seen a lot in your years.
Well, yeah, thank you, Megan. Yes, I started in 1976. Going back again to when the Minnesota Farm Bureau was formed, there was actually state legislation that was passed that allowed farmers to join together to form county farm bureau associations. And if a county decided to form that county farm bureau and 100 members joined the county farm bureau, then an extension agent could be hired in the county working with the University of Minnesota. So that was really the beginnings for many county farm bureaus, not only in Minnesota, but across the United States, that need to have an extension agent in the county to help farmers with production practices, marketing, looking at new ways to grow crops and those type of things. So that evolved over the years. We have developed insurance products. Again, probably going back into the 1950s, farmers had a hard time finding an insurance company that understood anything about agriculture and could provide the insurance services that farmers needed. So farm bureaus formed insurance companies to do that. So over the years in Minnesota, Farm Bureau is very instrumental in rural electric cooperatives. The rural electrification of rural Minnesota was a big topic for us. So we've basically over the years, it's farmers joining together to do things that they can't do individually.
And Chris, I know the celebration kicked off at your annual meeting last year. You've done different things throughout the year, and really that celebration wraps up at the annual meeting.
Yeah, the commemorative items are for sale. If you go on to our website, you can find more information about that. But we are planning some special events on Saturday, I believe it's November 22nd, for our, you know, our 100th celebration year. So we're going to have a reunion, Farm Bureau leader reunion reception on Saturday afternoon, inviting in former leaders, former members of active members of Farm Bureau, so they can come together. One of the neat things that I've seen over the years is people get involved in Farm Bureau on state committees, county boards, etc. They attend state meetings, they attend national meetings, and they develop some relationships and real good friendships with farmers, not only from across the state of Minnesota, but across the country. So this is a chance for them to get together and renew those acquaintances. We're also very fortunate that the American Farm Bureau President, Zippy Duval, will be our featured speaker at our centennial celebration dinner that evening. So we're going to celebrate our history and look to our future.
And Chris, I think a great way to wrap up this conversation is, again, highlighting the value of being a Farm Bureau member, and 100 years with the state organization has to say something about that value.
Well, it sure does, and I think part of that is the way we're organized. We're organized on a county basis. The county members get together. They develop policy resolutions. I worked in the policy process for most of my career with Farm Bureau, and that's really one of our strengths, so that we can address those issues on a state level, national level, farm bill, all the things that farmers are facing. And then in the last few years, that outreach to consumers. Consumers want to know where their food comes from, how it's grown, et cetera. So we've tried to develop programs where we go out into classrooms, meet with community leadership, and really put a face on farming.